This is JIS News. Coming up, National Security Minister says spike in murders attributable to lottery scamming and gangs. Health Minister urges continued vigilance against Zigbee, and NWC clarifies constant spring system service hours. The details after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. Lottery scamming and gang-related activities have been identified as the two main factors responsible for the current spike in murders. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, National Security Minister Peter Bunting said on a per capita basis, the Area 1 Police Division, which comprises St. James, Hanover and Westmoreland, have the highest murder rates, with St. James having a murder rate that is 2.5 times higher than the rest of Jamaica.
A recent analysis by the National Intelligence Bureau found that at least 1 in 3 murders in Area 1 were identified as lottery scam related. About half of the murders island-wide are categorized as gang-related. Can conclude that participation in scamming and gang activities is what places the victims, their families, and friends or neighbors at greatest risk.
Minister Bunting says this finding is supported by studies from the Violence Prevention Alliance, which suggest that only 15% of violent incidents are committed by perpetrators unknown to the victim. In the meantime, the National Security Ministry will be rolling out several initiatives to support the operational responses of the security forces to the recent increase in murders. Portfolio Minister Peter Bunting says among the initiatives is a substantial improvement in the mobility of the security forces over the next few months. To this end, 60 motorbikes have been purchased for the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to be delivered by the end of July. 50 will be deployed to stations across the island, while 10 will be sent to the Traffic Division. Orders for 45 patrol cars, 27 pickups, 4 trucks and 3 buses are in the final stage of the procurement process. This will be in addition to the 22 vehicles handed over to the JCF in April.
The delivery of new, what is called, protected mobility vehicles for the JDF has commenced. 9 protected mobility vehicles are scheduled for delivery this fiscal year. This is the first set of new PMVs provided for the JDF since the V-150s were acquired in the 70s and a few more in the 80s.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is imploring the public to continue to be vigilant in destroying breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the Zika virus, Zigbee. He says this is especially critical during the current period of drought, as mosquito eggs can last up to a year during the dry season. He adds that when it rains, containers with eggs may become potential breeding sites. Dr. Ferguson says the health ministry continues to call on the population to keep their surroundings clean, as the Aedes aegypti mosquito is generally found in and around homes, workplaces and places of worship.
We still continue to ask persons in terms of their water storage to ensure that it's properly covered, and also recognizing that old tires, open containers could also become potential breeding sites.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking to journalists following the commissioning into service of 2 new elevators at the Kingston Public Hospital recently. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is advising customers that based on evaluations of the recently implemented restrictions, there have been some slight changes in the schedule of piped water service. In a press release issued Monday, the NWC stated that customers served by the Hermitage Constant Spring Supply System are most likely to receive water supply between the hours of 6 a.m. and 12 noon each day. The Constant Spring Treatment Plant will continue to start operations at 4 a.m. each day, with most customers likely to receive piped service between 5 and 6 a.m. Additionally, based on the limited inflows and limited supplies available each day, customers are also likely to begin losing service after 12 noon, depending on their elevation and location along the distribution network. Over 47 areas within the corporate area will be affected. The NWC says it will continue to monitor and assess the situation as it seeks to address problem areas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.